This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Captain's America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. Taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, as well as leading independent radio stations across America. We are also heard around the world streaming to where many of our nation's military are listening to us right now, and to them we say thank you for your service to America. The Captain's America Third Watch right now is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network by the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GC2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And your radio stations, where you people are listening to me right now, and if you're listening on the internet and your local station's not covering me, every radio station in the country can now pick me up if they so desire. And we're looking forward to many more radio stations becoming part of the Captain's Army. Thanks also for your service to America from America's first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. We've got your six. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, the man who's going to make $1 million next year, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I received that proclamation.
I know you do, and I know you're going to try. So let's go with the pledge and get going. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I understand that you've sought out a position and you may be getting an opportunity soon to go do ballot harvesting for the GOP south of the border in Mexico. Any truth to that?
That's funny.
Well, I just had to throw that in there to kind of get you started in a little jovial mood there, because everybody goes, you got to lighten this guy up, so I'm lightening you up. Okay, so let's get started here. The president says he may shut down the border from one end to the other down with Mexico.
Okay, I'll try to respond in as lightened a manner as I can.
There you go.
Well, the president needs to shut down the border if we are not going to get cooperation from the Democrats in his effort to build a wall. He needs to show that he's very serious, and he has so far shown he's very serious about protecting our southern border. And it's a shame that it has to come down to this, that his fellow Americans, called Democrats, don't want to protect us, our nation, with an unneeded wall. And I'm for it. If it needs to be shut down, do it.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. We just received word yesterday from confirmed sources that the same people who've been bringing these caravans across are working again, along with their American sponsors, to bring a huge new migrant caravan that will total at least 15,000 people dead smack in the middle of Mexico. But Mexico says, oh, no worry, we got jobs. We're going to give them a job. They build the railroad for the Mexicanos, and we get it all taken care of. Ole, ole.
Yeah, wow. I would have to say that's a bunch of bull. And here's the thing.
They just got $5 point some billion dollars from us, so we know they're going to do something with that money.
buying some lunch or something. But here's the thing. We in a way, that's a good thing. I know it sounds crazy for me to say that, but...
No, it doesn't.
As we continue to see this big threat coming to our borders, maybe, just maybe, more people will come in and support our president in his effort to build a wall. Sometimes it takes a big, massive calamity sometimes to create the will to do the right thing. And this may be that situation.
Yeah, because I don't care what they do down in Mexico as long as they stay there.
Yeah, that's the thing. And here's the thing. When Mexico offers them asylum, many of them say that they're you know, leaving their countries for certain reasons and they're seeking asylum. Well, Mexico has been offering asylum to these people. That's the First Nation. And by law, they're supposed to accept that asylum. That's the real deal.
But not if they're coming from the Honduras or El Salvador, because that's further over. It's supposed to be the next country in.
Okay, well... Here's the deal. We need to stop, shut this madness down. Stop these incentives that are drawing people here. We need to change our laws, too. They attach a toe and you're all in. You drop a baby, you stay in. The financial incentives as well, they're drawing these people like gnats, like flies. And so we have to change our laws as well. So
is it about the money? Is it a money issue? Is that what's going on here? That way we can't get anywhere right now?
No. Our government wastes more money than any entity in world history. And the money is available, but it is a political issue. And it's a philosophical issue as well. There are people that do not want this to remain a solid republic, and they want to change it. And one way they can do that is by allowing an invasion of individuals who come here, breed, and vote a certain way, and change our republic into a hellhole, basically.
Well, we're already there. It's called California, amongst other things. But the fact of the matter is, it's not going to get much better unless we, the people, stand up and say, enough is enough. It's time to bolt the bums out and bring back sanity to the United States of America. And it's not by using people like Ocasio Cortez to do it. Now, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break right here. Here comes the music. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, yeah, we got one of those queued up for you here this week. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff, because while the government's been closed, has anybody really noticed?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm sure you've heard about the apps that parents install on the kids' phones to see where they've been, look at their web history, and things like that. Now, spy apps are the latest weapon in relationship drama. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Get tech news and extended interviews with the free Commando podcast, available on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you feel a need, you can download secret keylogging apps that let you see your partner's emails and texts, track them with a GPS, and if you pay enough, you can access their Instagram, Snapchat, and social media accounts. Now, don't get paranoid that a spying app is on your phone. But there are some clear signs to look for. Your battery could be draining faster than usual, and you might see an increase in your data usage. Look to see what downloaded apps have been installed on your phone. Check your account at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Just because you think your phone's acting weird doesn't mean that it is. It could just be your guilty conscience. I'm Kim Commando. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. You need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The traditional way of listening to the radio is simple. The system is 100 years old, where you have a station and you have a radio. In my opinion, this traditional way of listening to the radio is still the most enjoyable. This is Bob from C. Crane, and today I'd like to tell you about a brand new radio called the CC Radio EP. It is a simple AM-FM radio that comes with a superior AM reception, but there's no clock to set or alarm. It has needle and dial tuning, so all you have to do is turn it on and tune it in. The performance is equal to our very best radio. The price is also simple. Everyone loves simplicity with high performance. That's exactly what you'll find with the EP. It sure brings a joy to radio listening.
Order the CC Radio EP for only $69.95 by calling 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'll work with Rush to support the LG Airbase. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to my family. I live here in Michigan. We'll see you soon.
Hello, my name is Lieutenant Warren from the Task Force Manager. Currently deployed out in the incident. I'd like to go to my friends and family and holidays.
Hey, this is Grace from Allegheny Air Base in Qatar. My name is Major Kelly Wong. I wanted to send a very Merry Christmas greeting to my friends and family and a special shout out to my husband Aaron. I'll see you soon.
Brought to you in the spirit of service by Grand Capital Advisors, Tampa, Sarasota, and Washington, D.C., and your friends at The Answer.
Looking for a luxury timepiece without the luxury price? Ready to sell your high-end watch for absolute top dollar? Sarasota Watch Company invites you to their new location, half a mile south of Trader Joe's on South Tamiami Trail. Sarasota Watch Company sells and services the finest high-end watches, including Tag Heuer, IWC, Patek Philippe, and Rolex. With precision Rolex service for just $350, Sarasota Watch Company,
953-1315. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be back next week. Don't know what night yet, but we'll let you know when we do know from him. He's taking a week off, which I don't blame him for doing that. He got caught in a snowstorm, and I'm not laughing, Wayne, but I know you're listening. I am laughing now, though. okay, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And while you're there, click on the USCCA logo that's right here at the top center of the page, USCCA, where you can sign up. You'll have a drop-down menu. It'll drop right down in front of you. Say, register to win the free gun of the day giveaway. I don't know what it is today, but every day is a different gun. That's number one. Number two, if you become a member of the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And click on that USCCA logo link that's right there. All right. Kyle. Yeah, Kyle, listen to me. And Kyle Warren of mine. I've talked to him so much this week. You talked to him, too. Did you like talking to Kyle this week?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Sounds great.
Yeah, he helped me out when I needed help the worst, and that's what friends are all about. Now, let's get back to what you and I were talking about. It's day number, what, eight of the shutdown?
8 days.
Okay, I'm pinching myself. I'm still here. I see myself in the mirror over there. Okay, I'm talking to you. You're talking to me. And I haven't noticed any changes.
And the economy continues to move along at a very good clip as well. The only thing that we're going to be noticing is that if things don't shape up, I guess, by the middle of next week or something like that, is that you're going to start seeing, national parks and some other offices like that closing down.
They already are.
But, things like that, you want them open, but it's not changing our lives.
Now, they're not shut down, locked, gated, and all that like they were before, but there's nobody there to tend, like our beaches down here where the national parks are.
Yes.
There's nobody there. They're volunteers only that are there, period.
Yeah, I remember when Ali Obama was in office, all these things were shut down hard.
They changed the Vietnam Memorial. And the Vietnam vets went in there and said, okay, baby, here you go. And they tore it down.
Yeah, that was wrong. That was so wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you that during this 8-day period, the very first day of the business day of the government shutdown, $21.67 billion in taxes were collected.
Yes, and they wasted most of it. No, just kidding. But, the monies are still coming in.
I'll go with you on the waste because, let's see. Spotted somewhere behind a wall with armed guards in front of it was...
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
And where was she?
In Hawaii, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Which shows, to me, that really shows what she thinks about our situation in this country. It's like she doesn't give a rip, but she's willing...
She doesn't.
To endanger this republic. She is so defiant. I heard that Chucky was willing to sit down and negotiate a little bit and maybe compromise and come up with something better, but she is really wielding the hammer, and she's like, no way, Jose. So
that's right.
Jose.
She's not going to bend, men, break, or nothing. So guess what? We're going to have a government shutdown for, a few more weeks.
Yeah. I would hope that the president will find the money some other way, get permission for the military or something, and just do an in and around and get this thing.
Can't do that. It's all got to come through with the permission and the blessing of the Congress. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm. The Congress.
Yep. All the money, financial deals are to originate supposedly in the House of Representatives.
Right.
That's where it goes.
Right.
Now, I will tell you this. America is waking up to what's going on. The scourge in the big cities. You live not very far away from Detroit. I'm sorry about that. But 12% prefer living in the big city compared to a whopping 27% now of Americans who prefer to live in a country where you can't see your next-door neighbor.
That's true, but as more and more people are moving out into the country, you have what's something that's called a super sprawl.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our great cities now, you've got a sprawl 60 miles outside of the city, and it's becoming more and more like suburbs instead of the country. And so millions and millions of people run out of the cities and just spread out. It creates a bad situation. Not only does it choke off the city, but as each new wave or ring of exurbs are created around the older suburbs, what it does, it continues to drain the money further and further away. Now you've got suburbs that are kind of ratty as people continue to move further and further out.
Now, years ago, when Detroit was having all the problems that we're having up there, and Chicago still does, Chicago, I think, is starting, well, they're not really cleaning themselves up, but Detroit has done a magnificent job. They've turned themselves around that area, especially what they did downtown with all the riots and the structures that they destroyed and, you know, got rid of, and if they've got nothing else, they've got an open lot. But, you know, Michigan was the area that we were saying was going by way of the whatever. But is California really trying to become a third world country?
Yes, and I don't know if you remember this. When Ali Obama was still in office during the last days, one of the things that Eric Doerr Holder said is that they were going to ruin California.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google it out. And I believe I'm paraphrasing him, but he said something to that effect, and that would be an example of what they could do to the country. And we're going to make the conditions so bad that people were going to leave, and that's what's happening. A lot of those voters are running out of California like rats being chased by cats. And unfortunately, though they leave the conditions, they vote the same wherever they land. And, that can be problematic for great states like yours, Texas, and other places that have been traditionally red. Even Ohio, which has been a red state in recent years, could be ill affected by such a migration problem.
Well, we're
going to have California and New York, by the way, and Jersey.
Well, New York's already lost, and Pennsylvania's not far behind. Massachusetts has been there. I hate to tell the people that are living there that, but and Florida, we're just not going to let it happen down here. And the reason we're not going to let it happen is even though we have a lot of new people moving in down here, and they're bringing their northern voting habits with them down here, there's a whole bunch of people that are moving sideways right now. You know what I mean by sideways?
No.
They're coming over here from Texas. They're coming over here from Arizona. They're coming over here from California. Coming over here from New Mexico to get out of all the scourge they've been in over there.
Oh, man.
That's sideways.
But here's the thing, though. Okay, let's say if all the Reds move to Florida, great place, and you've got giant Texas becoming blue. You've got California already blue. You've got
Texas will never be blue. They don't have enough Mexicans to import. They don't. They'll never be blue. Never.
But there's a lot of Democrats moving into Texas. Sure. And, yeah, so I don't know. In time, we'll see. And see, the birth rate of actual Americans is so low, and it's being ill affected by people that are coming into this country and also by Democrats and everything moving into these different states, like Florida and like Texas. So we'll see. I pray you're right, but it doesn't look like it.
Well, right now the numbers down here are actually balancing themselves out. There are some numbers that have changed a little bit, but there is some common sense that's coming along here as some of the, retirees that are coming down here, some of the next generation of baby boomers. You know, you had the older generation first, and now you got the newer generation coming in here, and the numbers are starting to balance themselves out down here, and there is a very hard conservative movement that's regenerated itself down here in Florida. We've got a very energetic, young Republican Party chairman that's going to be taking over down here. And it's a friend of mine, and I can tell you from first-hand experience, this guy's on fire. He will light a fire under people and will do whatever needs to be done to keep Florida red.
Glad to hear that. You've familiar with our friend Sheila Jackson Lee, am I correct?
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm sure you've heard about what she just did the other day.
Texas.
She introduced a bill. She hopes to get it passed that would make it illegal to use tax dollars for a wall.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Wow, what a goofball. I just, you know, these people that are, they, you know, on one hand, they'll preach about oppression and problems of that nature,
well,
and that they want to.
Here's what she said about Christmas and the government shutdown, just to continue your little trend of thought. She said, Christmas is a holy time when we must ensure our government is provided for.
Wow. What an unholy statement.
Correct. All right, here comes the music. I've got to let you go. We're going to play Edward's Notebook if I can get it queued up here, and I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care.
Later. All right, folks, and I'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch as we show along here, and we'll see if we can get that Edward Snowball queued up for you. But I'll be right back. Kathy, take us a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM860, the answer. Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected, and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. A vigil last night for slain Newman, California police officer Ronil Singh, who was gunned down Wednesday during a DUI traffic stop Hours earlier, police arrested the suspect, an illegal alien, without incident, along with several others they believe were trying to help him elude authorities and escape to Mexico. 8 days in, no movement toward ending the partial government shutdown. The main sticking point remains money for a border wall. House members have been told there will be no votes the rest of this week. They're waiting for the Senate to act first, and the Senate won't be back in session until January 2nd, one day before Democrats gain control of the House. A wrong-way freeway crash in Los Angeles overnight killed three people. Authorities say drugs or alcohol probably was involved. The crash occurred about 3:30 a.m. on Interstate 5 in a transition road in the Sylmar area of the San Fernando Valley. This is SRN News.
Profile America, Saturday, December 29th. Colleges and universities with both male and female students are the norm today. But 185 years ago, only a few women went to college, and the idea of co-ed classes was a social innovation. In December 1833, Oberlin College in Ohio opened its doors to both sexes. That first year, the school had 44 students, 29 men and 15 women. Now, Oberlin has a student body of some 2,800 students and boasts one of the most comprehensive libraries of any college in the nation. For many decades, more males attended college than females. Today, nearly 55% of all students in higher education are women, over 10.5 million compared with just 8.6 million men. Profile America is in its 22nd year as a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Please don't characterize the extensive identification as the leader of a half Democrat who just won a big victory.
The election is that consequence.
And
that's why I got you to that's the most transparent display of animosity I think I've left than everyone.
Weekday morning to 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends, the makers of Extendivite, and Extendivite is something that's helped me over the years, and it can help you too. Listen to this.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff who threatened to physically remove ICE agents from county jails is either insane or seriously over-medicated. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. The United States of America is under serious assault by ongoing invasions of people from third world countries. Few people are more qualified than the dedicated ICE agents who answer the call to deal with the massive problem of illegal border crossers who cost American taxpayers $150 billion annually, receiving help that should be going to our military veterans, many of whom are homeless. Unfortunately, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, who obviously does not care about our nation's sovereignty and probably hates Donald Trump for working hard to protect our sovereignty is yet another political barnacle working to suck the life out of our republic by defying the rule of law and setting another negative example of a disjointed government official working in concert with those who are hell-bent on destroying our exceptional nation way of life. Hopefully, that L.A. County Sheriff will soon rule the day to choose to work against the rule of law, and may God bless President Trump for working to preserve our national sovereignty. I'm Rhymes. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Picasso. Picasso, what's going on?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm not a sir, I'm a captain.
Yeah, I know. Same thing to us simple-minded people. You always play that Clearwater Revival bumper music. You enjoy that?
Sure.
That's some good stuff back there.
I go back to the days of CCR. I remember when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, I found out something that I didn't know recently, is that they're actually from California. I always thought they were from New Orleans with their sound, but they were actually a bunch of California. And he served. The head guy there in the band actually served in the
sure did.
Military.
So did Charlie Daniels, 101st Airborne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we can't confirm.
Charlie's in his 80s now, you know.
Charlie
Daniels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still kicking.
Yep.
Well, Gustavo Perez Arriaga, who was arrested in California. Of course, we don't have any inside scoop on that. He was a gang member, but we do have a picture with him giving him the hook'em.
Well, wait. This guy had gang connections. He had a gang tattoo, number one. That's a big indication. And number three, he was involved in child smuggling through the gang he was in.
Yeah, so
now you continue.
He was a gang member. That's just my point. I just wanted to make that.
There's no doubt about this one. No doubt. Mm-hmm.
And but just wanted to bring you up on the Trump Twitter wall. Trump went. He wrote a book. It was in the last 24 hours. He did 10 different tweets about why we need a wall. And when you put them all together, basically he gave you a dissertation of the 10 different reasons that he supports a wall. We put them all together in one little article. So you read them. I mean, this guy, he's trying. He's trying to do what the people elected him to do. You got to give him.
Okay, the word is called pandering to your base, correct?
Well,
no way. He promised some things and he's trying to get it done, correct?
He seems to be, yes.
Okay, so guess what? So when you talk about pandering to your base and who's doing this and who's doing that, gosh, did Barack Obama do any of that?
A little bit.
did Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton do any of that? Didn't Hillary and Bill make money off people that if you wanted to get to talk to Hillary and get something done, maybe you wanted this or that because she was the Secretary of State, you might want to give them some money?
Well, you could just give them some money. You had to give them quite a few hundred thousand dollars minimum to pay to play, that's for sure.
And by the way, pandering, listen to this for a minute and then I'll let you make a comment. Here we go. Just listen to this.
And Jeffrey Toobin, I mean, he has built himself as the best deal maker, the best negotiator. There's not a whole lot of negotiating going on in Washington this week.
There certainly doesn't appear to be. And the question is, who will feel political heat here? You know, Donald Trump's strength is in the center of the country, in states that don't have large numbers of federal employees, or at least federal employees in places where they feel where they will have broad political impact. But I think the president feels, you know, this shutdown is not hurting my people. It's not affecting them. Everything he does is geared towards his base. That's the way he's run his entire presidency. The base, as far as I can tell, is pretty pro-shutdown. So it doesn't seem to me like he's in any hurry to get the government back up and running.
Now, those guys went on to blame Laura Ingraham for being the one that was the principal agitator to get Donald Trump to shut the government down.
Well, we have to throw in Coulter in there, too, and about 45 other major media supporters. I mean, you might throw in the, what is it, 63 million Americans who voted for him, too.
What was wrong with that statement that that guy just made? What did you pick out in your mind?
Oh, the middle America stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a central swamp, cabal, Washington, D.C. opinion of things. There are tens of millions, 50 million, 60 million people who want more border security, and the word on the Twitter lately that the other side likes to use is cement. It's a cement wall. Well, it's not.
No.
It's a slated wall.
Mm-hmm. You there? All right. Well, we lost Picasso. Okay. Picasso's phone died. But anyway, it's not just what you think it is, okay? And Picasso, you don't need to call back here because we're going to break. But the thing of it is these people, they got nothing better to do than to make up a story and tell you the way things are according to Hoyle because they're pandering to their base. They figure that, and again, the longer you tell a lie over and over and over and over and over again, and keep changing it a little bit and telling it over and over and over, you get a certain element of society that's going to believe that. Go out and do your research. Go out and do some searching on the internet. Go to a library. For God's sake, go look and see what's going on right under your own noses here, folks. I mean, this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. And to the people who listen to this audience, or my audience here on the Captain's America Third Watch, I've got some of the smartest, brightest, most congenial, polite, responsible, respectful, American patriots listening to me, and I'm proud to have you there. Because we, the people, run the show. They work for us. We don't work for them. And be prepared. You want to talk obstruction? Nancy Pelosi, and then she's going to try to spin it, and spin it, and spin it. Medicare for all, spin it, and spin it, and spin it. Who thinks she's going to pay for that? Then, of course, you're going to hear more about guns and how they do this, and spin it, and spin it, and spin it. That's not going to be anybody's advantage. Then you're going to hear about, Planned Parenthood, we got to have money. You're going to hear all about that. You're going to hear about Iowa. You're going to hear about things coming out of California. You know, well, California's doing this, and it's doing this, and it's doing that, and it's worked for that, and California, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, spin it, and spin it, and spin it. But take a look at the results. Take a look at the results. It's not working, especially when you talk about Medicare for all. It'll never work in a responsible government run by we the people. Never. Government needs to get the hell out of our health care. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in at 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count on your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hugh Hewitt tells you what you won't hear from the mainstream media.
Look at what Donald Trump has accomplished in the last 2 years. Not only two Supreme Court appointments, the massive tax cut, and now you've got the prison reform bill, which has got, you know, liberals jumping up and down their happy. The substantive achievements in 17 to 18 are among the most significant of any 2 years of the post-war era.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 930. The Answer.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now, here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I think I read somewhere there are 95 of them, newly elected House members, who are called progressives. They used to be liberals, but when that word became a negative in some circles, they changed it to progressive. Same policies, higher taxes, more spending, bigger government, more regulations, open borders, entitlement mentality. That about sums it up. The media will feature them prominently in 2019 because most of the media believe government is our savior, despite its inability to save anything, especially our money. Fortunately, the Senate and President will be able to stop most, if not all, of the legislation they propose, but we aren't far from a socialist state. Younger people are embracing the notion of socialism more than ever, though they've never had to live under it. They love the idea of free tuition, forgiven student loans, and that someone else will pay for it. Maybe they should spend a year in a socialist country to get their minds adjusted properly. Big government is a false god, and these progressives, or secular liberals, are its disciples. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida, 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida, 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time to go to the beach, to hop on a boat, to do a little swimming, maybe a little surfing there, if the waves are just right. Because this morning we're going to start out a little bit slow here on my side of Florida, here in Tampa Bay, and the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Just letting you folks up in the north know that it's time to come on down. We'll have some areas of sea fog. We'll have a few isolated showers as the day rolls along. Winds will be out of the southeast, turning to the southwest this afternoon. At about 10 knots. 2 to 3 feet for the light shot. Not a bad day to be on a boat. And the Gulf water temperature 66 degrees. The bay water temperature 69 degrees. We had a low tide at 1:27 a.m. Our high tide comes at 7:09 a.m. Now, a lot of you up in the north have heard about the Freedom Boat Club. But you probably haven't heard about the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, it's one of the 168 locations that the Freedom Boat Club has across the United States and Canada. It is the biggest location for the Freedom Boat Club right here. Well over 300 boats in my backyard in 18 different locations. And if you're a member and you want to come down here and hop on a Freedom Boat Club boat, guess what?
We've got reciprocity with you. If nobody ever told you, you know it now. If you're not a member, you can become one. Now, if you're only down here for a week or two or three or four or whatever, they have what's called a seasonal plan, which is pretty much called month to month, but you do have to pay for it a month at a time. But if you want to join it and take advantage of it up there, down here, over there, wherever you want to go, because they're all around where the water is, they've got three different plans. One is the economy plan, which is the one that I'm on, the Monday through Friday plan, which means that during the week, by one vote, I got it anywhere in the fleet, anywhere, any one of the locations. And I get a tremendous discount for doing that, too, $1,900 off that plan, the one-time membership plan. Also, the standard plan, the most popular, 7 days a week. Anytime you want to vote, call them up, boom, got it. Your first month of membership dues are free, unlimited seven-day usage at any of the locations Freedom Boat Club has. And another tremendous discount for joining right now, between now and the end of the year. So, if you're not a member, membership has its advantages, check it out. And by the way, Crystal River, up there, the huge, wonderful area that they have to stay at with the golf course and resorts and the boats and all the different things they have there with the manatees. You can see the manatees in wintertime up there. It just doesn't get any better. So give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, this is your turn to opine on the weekend edition if you want to call in and say anything. Because our country's in trouble, folks, and we need you. Your country needs you. These doom and gloomers, these progressives that want to continue to sell their garbage to us and make it sound like as if, well, socialism is not so bad. Well, gee, Medicare for All is not so bad. Well, gee, the government knows more than you do. That's not so bad. Really. Is there anybody in their right mind that knows American history that thinks that this country was built on government? It was built by the people, for the people, for and of the people. That's what we are. We are all Americans first. And when you have to sit here and watch the examples of our tax dollars, which it kills me that the fact that, you know, I only have so much money with which to operate, and so do you, everybody listening to me. You're not a bank. You don't invent money. You go out, you earn, you make it, fine, you may get a few extra dollars along the way. But most people only have so many dollars to operate on. And you live within your means. We don't know how to do that at the government level. The total waste of some $50 billion could pay the average income taxes of 5 million Americans. Think about that. That's the population of Colorado or Delaware, five times over. The feds just never stop wasting taxpayer money. And they both do it. But we're smarter than they are. You see, they work for us. And if we're stupid enough to keep making the same mistakes over and over again, then we deserve what we're going to get. But I'm not in that boat. Nobody is entitled, by any stretch of the imagination, nobody's entitled to be a lifelong politician. They're there at our whim. And let's shift down over here to the telephone for a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dr. Matt. This is Tom Campbell. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you? Happy New Year, by the way.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking here, you know, about how all these young millennials all think this whole socialism thing is great. And even some of them think communism and Marxism is great.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a kid, they had a board game called Monopoly. It taught you about how to bank and handle finances,
right,
and about, you know, free market capitalism and stuff like that. Well, we need to come up with a board game about communism and socialism and see how quick everybody's assets on the board get stripped away from.
That's not a bad idea.
Nope.
All right.
I need to put my plans on paper and check it out.
Yeah, well, I'll be the first one to try to help you out there, so let me know how you make out.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Tom. We appreciate that. But again, folks, you know, this is the greatest country on the planet Earth for a reason. It was built by the citizens of the United States. It was not built by a government. It was not built by a socialist. It was not built by Russia. Although the Democrats would like you to think that, well, the Russians did this, the Russians did that. Yeah, well, the Americans have done a lot more. Who does the world come crawling to when they get in trouble? It ain't Russia. It's us. Because they know out of the kindness of our hearts we're going to try to help them. They know all that. All right, and good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, you must have, okay, you must have butt-dialed me. All right, well, I appreciate that. But here's, and then that was Tom again, and we appreciate his call. But the thing of it is, folks, don't give up on America. Don't give up on the dream. It's still here. And I'm willing to fight for it. Are you? I'm going to be going out, I'm going to be talking to a lot of groups in 2019, a lot of GOP county parties and tea parties. I'll be making the tour through the radio area all across the region, all across Florida, various areas. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're either with us or you're against us. As my dad used to say, you're either with us or you're against us. Because this is what we're going to have. All right, and one more call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're the last caller.
John and Osprey.
Yes, John, what's up?
Well, I was just thinking the way to put the speech in Hall of Fame is insanity with his mouth reading, knuckle dragging, little Major Mar on Dundergrass.
You got it.
If you're an alien and you come across and you vote, you're immediately deported. You come back like 5 years in jail.
Right.
Well, that's
the law we're supposed to be enforcing. What you just said is actually the law. The first time it's a misdemeanor, you get deported. The second you come back, it's a felony, you go to jail.
This is the age of insanity, dude.
Yeah, it is, and thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
God bless you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my friend. And by the way, folks, it's been a great week here. It was a struggle to start with. I had a lot of help from Kyle Warren and a lot of the other people in the show and production, but we got it back going again here. I had a terrible case of food poisoning last weekend and was even wondering if I was going to be sitting in a hospital bed, but it ain't going to happen again to me. And we want to thank the folks that are syndicating our show now at GCN Live Radio Network. Their website is GCNLive.com. If you go there, you'll see my show on their schedule. You'll see how the radio stations can carry it and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, I'll be back Monday morning bright and early with Kyle Warren at 0200 6 hours a.m. on your Eastern time clock. But in the meantime, have a great weekend. Lots of great programs coming your way on many of these great stations. But I am the captain signing out. God bless America. Thank you for all those who serve keeping us free and safe. Bye now.
News, insight, passion, AM930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM930, The Answer.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street. This is your watchdog on Wall Street, Money Minute. Okay, we just had another nice bit of economic news come out. We got holiday retail sales at its strongest in years. It's almost 6% better than it was last year. Flux capacitor. Flux capacitor glory in this thing. Let's go back to December 26th, 2017. And I will tell you, I just went to December 26th, 2018. And these are the economic statistics for 2018. And I'm telling you about unemployment, GDP growth, and sales, and all these things. Do you think you might be bullish? Probably. But look at the markets today.